AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Senate passed a bill early this morning to fund most of the Homeland Security Department, but Sagar Magani reports House Republicans have now rejected it.
The Senate bill would pay TSA workers but not fund ICE or Customs Enforcement and Border Patrol.
This gambit that was done last night is a joke.
And Speaker Mike Johnson says the House will instead look to pass a bill funding the entire department for roughly 2 months, challenging the Senate to follow suit.
They could do that as early as Monday.
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says the measure would be dead on arrival, meaning the DHS shutdown, now in its 42nd day, could drag on. President Trump has now signed an executive order to pay TSA agents. His new Homeland Security chief says they should start seeing paychecks as soon as Monday. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Israel's warning it will expand its campaign against Iran as Iran keeps firing missiles at Israel and Gulf Arab states. Israel also pushed more troops into southern Lebanon today. The U.S. military continued striking Iran, too. Secretary of State Marco Rubio flew to France for a meeting of his counterparts from G7 allies, offering a softer tone after President Trump's repeated insults and complaints about allies' lack of cooperation in the Iran war.
Immediately after this thing ends, we're done with our objectives, one of the immediate challenges we're going to face is an Iran that may decide that they want to set up a tolling system in the Straits of Hormuz. Not only is this illegal, it's unacceptable. It's dangerous to the world. And it's important that the world have a plan to confront it. The United States is prepared to be a part of that plan.
Another losing week for Wall Street. It's fifth in a row and the worst since the Iran war started. The S&P fell 1.6%. The Dow dropped 1.7%. The Nasdaq 2.1%. Crude oil prices rose again. Brent crude settling above $105 per barrel. This is AP News. After a two-month absence following the apparent abduction of her 84-year-old mother, Savannah Guthrie will be returning to NBC's Today Show April 6th. Joy will be my protest, she says. Annette Donahue reports the Academy Awards are moving out of Hollywood.
The Dolby Theater has been where the drama builds up. To hear these words,
the Oscar goes to...
In 2029, the Oscars will be going to Los Angeles at the Peacock Theater, about 9 miles away from the Dolby Theater. The move comes as the Oscars make a TV move from ABC to Netflix. It's a surprising move. The Dolby was developed by the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences expressly as a home for the Oscars. Other than a COVID year in 2021, the Dolby has hosted the big show since 2002. The Peacock Theater has hosted the Emmy Awards. I'm Ed Donahue.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.